that's the only language that they could use to testify, but I'm not gonna go that far. But an opportunity, if necessary, could be provided with interpreters, and I'm not gonna ask for that.
Representative, you are absolutely in full power to do such a thing. We have, in this committee, the intention to hear from the public on the issues that are here before us. That is the goal, and that is what I'm going to be here to provide. Representative Elton?
Thanks, Madam Chair, and I appreciate, too, the opportunity to take up some of your time yesterday and the opportunity to say just something very briefly today. And I want to thank you for clarifying what the rules are for everybody. But secondly, I guess the only comment that I'd like to put on the record is that I understand how difficult being a chair is. But I do strongly believe that if I'm ever out of line, you should kind of jerk me back. But I do believe that any ruling that precludes asking any question, whether or not it would be termed by you later as harassment or non-harassing question, without giving us the ability to ask a question or to clarify something that we've heard, you're also precluding good questions. And I fully agree with you. I would like to think I have never harassed a witness in any of my public life or pressured one, because I know how difficult it is to come before any kind of a body and testify. But I do believe strongly that the net effect of what you're saying is narrowing this committee's intellectual curiosity. By not allowing any questions at any time, you're not even allowing us to make mistakes, or you're not allowing us to make progress. And so I just have to say that for the record.
Well, and thank you for that comment, Representative Elton. And if I had complete comfort, if I didn't have to pass judgment on the question before it come, and I've had some embarrassing questions, if I could pass judgment on it ahead of time, we could do it that way. And if everyone understands, and I'll take this into consideration, if everyone understands the type of question that can be asked, which is a point of clarification, or and a repeat is, I understood you to say this. Those are the only two kinds of questions that I would allow. The other thing is when we have here's the other part of this thing. The committee chairs have been consistently under fire because people come to LIOs around the state from long distances because a particular bill is on the calendar. And they sit and they listen to another bill, which they are not interested in, until finally they leave in disgust. And so, therefore, there has been some distress out there in the general public that what we do is rag on too long. And they don't like to have the people ahead of us be impugned in any way, shape, or form, or distress. And as a committee chairman, I've tried really hard to structure the committee so that when people were coming to testify, that they could be there when it's time to testify on that bill if they have no interest in the other bill. So until you've been a committee chairman and listened to the distress on the other end of the teleconference line, there are people there that will be questioned and kept on the line for a long time, maybe even because it happens to be a friend of yours. I don't know who your friends are. I don't know whether the three-minute limit is going to be destructive to that person and that this person's going to get more time because we ask them questions. These are the kinds of fairness issues that we have to measure. And in any kind of a fairness issue, there are winners and losers. And from my practical experience of testifying at borough assembly meetings and other places, I see a real unfairness in the questioning process. If you're going to question a person who believes the way you do and you want extensive more testimony for them, give them a little bit more time to say more things, you can ask them some questions. The other side of it is there's someone who is on the opposite side of you and you have something out there that they said that you disagree with and you want to nail them on that and say, well, you haven't, you know, what about this? And what about this? So it becomes an interchange and a distress type of interchange with the public that I don't think we need to do. The decisions in this committee are made here. The opportunity for the people to testify is twofold. One, to listen to their testimony, and two, to help us make the decision. And we ought to, whether there's anyone out there at all, to testify in a bill, and many times we'll have bills where there'll be nobody out there. We should have the initiative and the obligation to get the sufficient information that we need to pass a piece of legislation with or without public testimony. So the public testimony part of this is for the public's good, not so much as it is ours. And that's my particular position. It is giving the public right to have their words heard. If they don't want it to be heard, that's something else. So I don't mean to belabor this issue. And I know from our conversation yesterday that we end up on this conversation and you're going to feel you're right and I'm going to feel I'm right. And sometimes we just have to have an agreement to disagree. And so, you know, if you have a quick response.
I do, Madam Chair. I think what you have done by this rule is you have removed yourself from the role of traffic manager. And you have removed yourself from any ability to determine whether any potential question that I have of a witness is dilatory or is abusive. And so it may have made your job easier. It has made my job more difficult if I am not allowed to clarify, if I am not allowed to ask questions of witnesses. You also essentially said that you will be the person who determines whether or not a witness is an expert witness. And so my feelings are on the record, and when I feel that I'm not allowed to be a full member of the committee, I'll leave because I've got other things to do.
Okay, is there any other comments or questions? Then this concludes this State Affairs meeting today.